Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis and it's Friday. I can't believe it's already Friday. This week has gone by so fast and there are so many passages on this theme of the wilderness of relational difficulty. And it's so practical because in the midst of this crazy season, many of us, probably all of us, have run into a wall in one of the relationships that is nearest and dearest to us. And that can be one of the darkest and one of the most difficult wilderness seasons of all. And so we've been looking at God's Word, reading a passage in the morning, and then kind of bouncing off that passage into a time of prayer and meditation and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day. And so this morning, as we end our week together, and remember, there's no podcast released Saturday or Sunday, right? On Saturday morning, do with Jesus what we've been doing this last week. And then on Sunday, of course, tune in inlandvineyard.org and let's finish up our series, Wilderness. So go to Mark chapter 8, and this is where we begin on Sunday. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it looks like to lose. So the title of the podcast is Lose. And the reason why I needed to come back to this passage is because the question that the Spirit of God has been asking me all week, and I'd like to invite you into it because I don't want to ask it alone, is, Travis, in that particular relationship that you're running into a wall that you're struggling in, what does it look like to lose? And I've been pondering that, and if you could ponder that as well, that'd be wonderful. Of course, not what it looks like for me to lose, but what it looks like for you to lose in that relationship that's been really difficult. And for me, the answer is this: I need to trust them. And I'm good at trusting me. And as long as I trust me, I feel like I'm fine. The relationship's going to be fine. But if I trust them, I'm not so sure. And so the Lord has revealed to me that what it looks like to lose, to give up, to let go, is to trust them. And I'm wondering, for you, what does it look like to lose in that relationship? Because, and here's the passage I want to meditate on. We began this on Sunday, took a journey in all kinds of different ways, and now we're going to end here. But in Mark chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says that he will need to suffer and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law. He must be killed, and after he will rise again. And then go down to verse 34, he called the crowds to him along with his disciples, and he said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And here it is, for whoever wants to save their life must lose it. And whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. And that encapsulates the teaching of Jesus. And unfortunately, we don't often think about our lives and our relationships, especially the ones that are difficult right now. We think of what God did in Christ to save and redeem our relationship, and that's where we have to start, but that can't be where we end. So when Jesus says, I've chosen to suffer and be rejected and die so that I might rise, and then he looks at his disciples and says, if you don't lose, you will not gain. If you don't give up, you will not live. And if you don't die, you will not rise. And that has to do with relationships. And as I've been pondering, Travis, what does it look like for you to lose in that relationship? Again, the Lord revealed to me, I need to trust them. I need to trust what's been instilled in them. I need to trust them. And that's hard. That's painful. That feels like a sacrifice. It feels like a death. But the Spirit of God is saying to me personally this week that that is the only route to ultimately winning only route to ultimately gaining, only route to ultimately bringing a life and a resurrected life into that relationship. So what does it look like for you to lose? And for some of us, it is trust, you know, trusting the other person. For some of us, it's going first in vulnerability and sharing and owning. For some of us, it's to stop convincing, to stop arguing, to stop, you know, pushing. Because the reality is, when I'm only willing to trust me, I might win the day, I might feel good in the day, but I'm going to lose the season. And Jesus is calling me into that place of not only trusting me, but trusting the person that I love, right? The person that I'm doing relationship with, to let go, to lose, and to trust that that is the only route to resurrection. And the reality is, whatever the answer is to that question for you, and this is the case for me, it's probably challenging and even changing a fundamental aspect of our character. You see, character can be good or bad, and no doubt there's good elements to my character, but there's also bad elements to my character, and one of the bad elements to my character that's formed is that I like to trust me in all my relationships. And so what God is doing is he's lovingly breaking. He's calling me into death so that I might enter into life. He's changing that aspect of my character. And there's no doubt that as you lose, and whatever it looks like for you to lose, he will be changing that fundamental aspect of your character. I guarantee that as you choose to lose, it will shock the person that you're in relationship with, because it'll be a different pattern than what they are used to you operating within. It's going to shock the person in relationship with me as I begin to trust them, because when we choose to sacrifice and die, it does shock the other person. This is not going to be easy. It's going to be death. Of course, it's going to be love, self-giving love, and it is going to hurt, and it will take practice. It will not happen overnight. I will try to trust and fail, and try to trust and fail. And slowly but surely, as I walk with Jesus, as I get to know Jesus, I will slowly but surely, by the power of the Spirit, be made into the likeness of Jesus, again, who was willing to suffer and be rejected and even be killed so that resurrection could happen. If he lost his life to gain it, I want to follow suit and lose my life to gain it. So in that relationship that has run into a wall, in that relationship where it is so difficult for me and for you right now, what does it look like to lose? And that's the question I want to ask Jesus as we spend a little bit of time with him this morning, praying, reading the passage, meditating a little bit. How am I being called to lose, and with whom? And Jesus, what exactly does that look like? And that is a question that Jesus will always, always answer. So let's ask it, let's spend the morning with Jesus, and then let's enjoy relationship with him throughout the day, because that is the simple invitation of the gospel. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.